The Brewers have the day off today following their three-game sweep of the Dodgers at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They'll open a three-game series at home against the Washington Nationals on Friday night. Closer Trevor McGill is the National League All-Star. He's replacing Brewers right-hander Freddie Peralta, who is scheduled to start against Washington on Sunday. McGill earned his second win yesterday to go along with 21 saves. He talked about why things have clicked in Milwaukee so far.
I mean, it's just trust and Hook and Jim and Murphy and, you know, Arnold, everybody involved. You know, they're just very mature organization, and, you know, they you put a game plan together with them, and they trust you to go out there and execute it. And, you know, it's, they don't get lost too much in the analytics and whatnot. It's just go out there and get the zeros and, you know, just feel the confidence coming from up top, and it just helps me out that way.
Brewers start the day a game and a half behind the first-place Cubs in the Central. That's dropped to two games now after Chicago salvaged the final game of its series in Minnesota, 8-1 this afternoon. Pete Crow Armstrong homered twice, his 24th and 25th of the season for Chicago. Former Brewer pitcher Colin Ray allowed a run on three hits in seven innings to improve to 7-3 for the Cubs this season. The Brewers gearing up for the Major League first-year player draft. They will have five selections on the first day of the draft, which starts on Sunday in Atlanta. The Brewers hold the 20th overall pick in round number one. In the Midwest League tonight, South Bend at Wisconsin, Dayton at Beloit. NBA Summer League is underway today in Las Vegas. The Bucks will play their opener against Denver at 8:30 tonight. There is a four-way tie for the lead on day one of the Genesis Scottish Open on the PGA Tour. Nico Echeverria, Sepp Straka, Jake Knapp, and Victor Perez all shooting opening round 664s. The Milwaukee Admirals will open their season on the road in Rockford Saturday, October 11th. They'll start the home portion of their schedule a week later against Texas. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.